Lecture 13. We have defined the inorganic component of the soil. Now, at the moment then, until we get clarification from Paul that he's redefined everything based on twos, and at the moment we've got our clays then as being the fraction that are less than 6 microns. The clay minerals, as opposed to the clays themselves then, are hydrous sheet silicates, and here we've got a kaolinite clay. We can see the scale on this particular one is down into the appropriate micron sort of size range. They're stacked together in layers. So these sort of clays typically are obtained by alteration of feldspars. To observe that smaller particle, we can't use optical microscopes, so we're either using scanning electron microscope or transmission electron microscope. The difference between the two is the scanning electron microscope gives you these 3D images, but the resolution's not very high. In contrast, the transmission electron microscopes take a slice through something using a thing called a microtome, and you get much higher resolution. The classes of our clay minerals then. First class is called a 1-to-1 clay mineral. And in a 1-to-1 clay mineral, we have got, in the case of kaolinite, nothing in the interlayer space. Now I'm going to show you what these interlayers look like in a moment, and you'll see what that means. Second example of a type is a 2-to-1 clay mineral. And then the 2-to-1 clay minerals have got an interlayer. In the first example, we've got exchangeable cations put into that space, this interlayer space, and the class of clay mineral that we're talking about are the montmorillonites with these exchangeable cations, and the specific type of mineral then is smectite. So in exactly the same fashion as before, where I'm saying that if we have got a amphibole as a class of silicate, and we've got a specific mineral that's a type of amphibole. Here I'm saying that smectite is a mineral and montmorillonite is a class of mineral. So it's a type of a 2-to-1 clay mineral. And a second example of a 2-to-1 clay mineral is muscovite. Now the difference between the two, the first one is a secondary mineral. It's formed by alteration, whereas the last one is a true mica. It's a primary mineral. It's formed by cooling of magma. Now I'm going to ask stuff from this section in the test. I expect you know all of this stuff like the back of your hand. That's just a full-on hint. Now the interlayer space, which is sitting in the gaps in the structure, in the case of the smectite then, these exchangeable cations are able to pick up waters. That changes the size of the interlayer space. And the last example, we've got monovalent cations. This means with one charge on them, so like sodium plus, potassium plus. These ones are not hydrated, so the interlayer